Hey there, friends. Welcome to the Everyday Truth Podcast with Kurt Skelly. Our purpose is to show that the Bible is relevant to your life every single day. And we're glad you joined us here for the conversation as we examine the book of 1 Thessalonians and learn about turning the world upside down. Let's hear what Kurt has to say.
And welcome back, my friends, to today's episode of Everyday Truth. In the book of 1 Thessalonians with my dear friend Jeremy Pinero from the islands. I think I said earlier the island of, but they're the islands.
Islands.
The islands of Vanuatu. Yep. You probably picked up yesterday a little bit on his Australian accent. So Jeremy, you are living in Vanuatu, but you're an Australian citizen. You're an Aussie.
Yeah, correct. I was born in Australia and grew up in the South Pacific. My parents were missionaries. So I have a bit of an Aussie accent, but if there's Aussies out there, they're going to say, nah, it's not fully Aussie.
So you're not fully Aussie. You're not fully Vanuatuan.
I'm not really.
You're a hybrid.
I'm a hybrid.
You have an American wife.
Just like the Apostle Paul, you know, he was Roman, he was Jew. It was a mix.
Listen, don't try to justify it.
Oh, I'm going to try. Got to try and line myself up with the greats.
Yeah, the Apostle Paul definitely was all things to all men, that by all means he might save some. And we find that here in our study of 1 Thessalonians, how the Apostle Paul was willing to limit his liberty if necessary, but willing to dive into any particular culture for the purpose of finding inroads for the gospel. And we find that in 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, where the Apostle Paul said, hey, we came boldly, not with bravado, not with self-confidence, but we had confidence in God and in what the gospel could do. And we left off, Jeremy, yesterday in verse 3, where the Bible says, for our exhortation. I love how the Apostle Paul couches the message of the gospel with that word exhortation. In other words, this is a positive thing. Mm. The gospel is good news. So our exhortation was not of deceit, nor of uncleanness, nor in guile. So, well, those are three pretty specific descriptions of what the gospel message was not. So let me break this down, Jeremy, that I want your insight about this, because it says our exhortation was not of deceit. So I think that speaks to his message. Our message was true. And then nor of uncleanness. I think that speaks to his motivation. We didn't have a dirty, unclean, alternative motivation in coming. And then nor in guile. Our methodology, the way by which we shared the message. It wasn't bait and switch. We are who we are. We say what we say. Hey, we're the same publicly and privately. So in his message, in his motivation, in his methodology, the Apostle Paul was authentic. Talk about authenticity when it comes to preaching the gospel, reaching people for Christ.
Well, especially for the context of where God has us serving. I mean, this should be worldwide, but especially in a third world country context where privacy is almost non-existent. That is that is something that we assume that everybody should have in our culture. In a culture like Vanuatu, life is done in the open. It's done everywhere. All the time, people are surround you all the time, and they're always watching. I remember we had an old chief who asked me. He said, "I was watching you early in the morning, and I didn't see you get up before the sunrise and go and pray." But isn't that something that Jesus did? And I had to, you know, I try to backtrack. I'm like, well, you know, take any time you get to pray, but they're constantly watching. And so, in that context, for us, what is going to shout louder? Your message is the most important thing, but them now looking at your life to see, does your life reflect the message that you gave us? As you cross a flooded river where you might get washed downstream and die, are you standing on the side of that river in fear and scared of death? Or are you bold in knowing, hey, the message I've told you that I believe that God is going to take care of us and that we're headed to a greater destination, will now cross the river with that boldness. And so, especially in our place in Vanuatu, they are watching to see, you know, is your message true to your life? Do these things add up? And it does create a lifestyle that has to be very sacrificial and very giving and with people, because your message is great, but we want to make sure that this adds up and this adds together. And, you know, Paul coming in to that context of where there's idol worship and where everybody has a reason, you know, there's a secondary reason for why we're pitching you this, or why we're selling you this, or why we want you to follow this. And just bringing the gospel in its simplicity and saying, we're not going to benefit. This is just to give to you, because God has, and I think as he steps into the next verse, God's given us this incredible opportunity and privilege to share this message to you. We are
let's dive into that, lest we get ahead of ourselves. Verse 4, but as we were allowed of God to be put in trust with the gospel, even so we speak. So that speaks to his motivation. My motivation is I'm a steward. Mm. You know, God has given me this incredible resource, the gospel, the life-changing gospel message of Jesus Christ. It can alter not just a person's life on earth. We see that in Paul's testimony, but it can alter his entire eternity. So, and God has allowed us.
Yeah.
God has entrusted this message to us. So as we were allowed of God to be put in trust with the gospel, even so we speak. We want to be excellent stewards. God has allowed us to dispense this life-giving medicine. I mean, think about if the entire world had been poisoned and I were given the antidote for that poison. And God, and the doctor said, now it's your job to dispense this faithfully. And the people to whom you dispense this, this can save them from death. Mm. Think about how I would feel. And that's the Apostle Paul. I have this feeling of stewardship before a holy God to share this message.
And what an incredible statement, allowed of God to share this message. I remember in Vanuatu, we had a disaster that hit. It destroyed 22 of the islands there. There was no food. And we had an organization that, because we had worked alongside the government for many years, we were allowed to go into these areas. Not everybody was allowed. People wanted to hop on planes. They wanted to go down there and do good deeds and help people and feed people. But the government turned around and said, well, these are the only people we're going to allow to go in there. These are the people we've approved. And they're going to go in there and they're going to be able to help these communities and get involved. And in that context, we were allowed to go there. So when we were on
but
that
what
island.
What a responsibility.
What a responsibility. And just imagine if people got the concept that it's not that I have to. Oh, I have to tell people about Jesus. I have to give the gospel, but to turn it around and go, I'm allowed to.
I get to.
Like this is incredible that God has allowed us to take this message.
Think about the rest of the verse where it says, even so we speak not as pleasing men, but God, which trieth our hearts. In other words, I know that one day I will answer not to you for the message that I've given you, but I'll answer to God for the message I've given you, the reason why I gave it to you, and whether or not I indeed did give it to you. Now, there's a thought that one day we'll stand before the Lord and answer for the stewardship of the gospel message. Typically, when we think about stewardship, we think about stuff. You know, God has given us stuff, and so I'll answer for how I spend my time or how I spend my money or how I use my resources. And while that is certainly true, when the Apostle Paul spoke of stewardship, whether that was in 1 Corinthians 4 or right here in 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, he spoke of stewardship in terms of the message that he understood. And so I would say to you, Jeremy, but really to each one of our listeners today, I would say to you, do you have a working knowledge of the gospel message? That's a wonderful thing. That's wonderful for your own experience if you've acted upon it. But think about that you are now accountable and responsible. God has allowed you to know this for the purpose of sharing it. And we need to do that in a way that's guileless, a way that's authentic. It's not that we make the gospel message untrue. No, well, I can't change the gospel message. I can try to, but I'm not going to. It is what it is. But my life, my approach can make it unbelievable to others. And for that, I'll be accountable. Look at verse 5, where the Bible says, for neither, so he continues expanding upon his motivation for preaching the gospel. And he says in verse 5 of chapter 2, he says, "For neither at any time used we flattering words, as you know, nor a cloak of covetousness, God is witness, nor of men sought we glory, neither of you, nor yet of others, when we might have been burdensome as the apostles of Christ." So in these two verses, Jeremy, he tells us what his motives were not. So he says, hey, we didn't use a motive to want to be liked, because sometimes in preaching or in sharing the gospel, we want people to like us. We didn't do that. We didn't use flattering words. And then we weren't trying to make money, because sometimes people use the gospel or the Bible to make money. So no, we didn't have a cloak of covetousness. God is witness. Hey, God knows. God knows our heart. Nor of men sought we glory. We didn't have a fame mindset. So we didn't have a flattering mouth. We didn't have a financial motive. We didn't have a fame mindset. Hey, we didn't have any of that. We just had a pure, unadulterated motive to want to see people get saved.
I wonder if this was actually accusations that were coming against the Apostle Paul's ministry. That, hey, you know what? He's just doing this to get a name for himself. You know, he was with us Jews. He's gone down this new path. He's following this new teaching. It's to get a name for himself, or it's for the financial gain. And you think about how, I mean, I've had this happen in Vanuatu, in areas where there's been a religious group that has hid the clear, simple message of the gospel. And we've come in and shared the word. And in turn, people have turned around and said, oh, they've come in to try and deceive you. They've come in to try and give you something new. They just want to build a building. They just want to gather people to themselves. And now Paul is telling him, hey, I mean, I don't know if this is what was happening, but he's saying, hey, you know, that's not the reason we came. You know why we came. You know what we gave you. And it wasn't all of those things.
Well, we definitely do know that those kinds of accusations were leveled against Paul in Corinth, because he had to write the whole second epistle of 2 Corinthians to try to combat some of those falsities. Mm. So we do know that did happen in his ministry, and we do know that happens in ministry. I love how the Apostle Paul said to them, though, hey, you that heard the message, you were there when we preached and taught. You saw me making tents every day. You saw I wasn't passing the offering plate. You were new believers. And even though we could have, and maybe even should have, he said to the Corinthians, we didn't, because you weren't spiritually mature enough to handle that. And so we didn't tell you what you wanted to hear. We told you what you needed to hear. We didn't come in trying to make money. No, we paid for our own way. And we didn't come in trying to be famous. No, we came in exalting Jesus Christ. You know, Jeremy, I hope that when my work is done on earth, whenever that is, I hope that people won't say things like, well, that's Skelly's church, or that was Skelly's ministry. Who cares? I hope that people would say, that's a church where Jesus is exalted. Mm. But it's a church where they love God and love others. I think if we're not careful, we can even unwittingly fall into these traps: people pleasing, money grabbing, fame mongering. It's easy, isn't it?
Oh, it's the mindset of the world. It's having to renew your mind and not think like the world and be caught so easily in that trap from, you know, and especially with when Paul is dealing with giving the message of the gospel and realizing that I give an account to God for that message. And, you know, so often sometimes people will use that as a reason for being angry and arrogant. And, you know, well, I got to answer to God, not to you. I certainly don't think this is what Paul is saying. Paul is being honest here, and he's saying, I have to give an account to God. God, who was gracious and merciful, who reached out to me when I was against this. I was the biggest guy against this. And you guys know that it was the message that changed your lives. It wasn't all this other stuff that as ministry grows, those things come into play. Finances come into play and you know, a crowd gathers and all these other things. And understanding that it was the message, it was the simple message of salvation in the Lord Jesus Christ that was the catalyst for that change and everything else taking place after that.
The simplicity that we have in Jesus Christ. Our theme, I guess, today, my friends, has been motive. And motive is one of those things that it's really only known to you and God. And sometimes you struggle even knowing your own self. And so I guess my admonition to all of us today would be, hey, let's pray the prayer of David. Search me, O God. Know my heart. Try me. Know my thoughts. See if there be any wicked way in me. Let's let God examine us at the core level so that our motivation, our methodology, the message of the gospel from our life is a pure, unadulterated, simple message that Jesus loves you, Jesus can change your life. The gospel is exactly what the Bible says that it is. God bless you, my friends. Thanks for joining us for yet another day.
Thanks for taking time to listen. If Everyday Truth matters to you, go ahead and subscribe to the podcast or share it with a friend. Until next time, God bless.